God has really laid this passage upon my heart for the last couple of weeks. And I trust tonight that He'll give me unction to deliver what He's laid upon my heart. And I don't know what you stand in need of tonight, but God does. And God cares. And I believe He's got a word for you. Verse number 35 of Mark chapter number 4. The Bible says, "And the same day, when the even was come, He saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took Him even as He was in the ship. There were also with Him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And He was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake Him and say unto Him, Master, carest Thou not that we perish? And He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And He said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey Him?" Father, I want to thank You, Lord, for the blessed Word of God tonight. Lord, I thank You, God, for our church, Lord, our people, Father. Lord, I ask You tonight, God, for Your help. Lord, I realize that without You, I can do nothing, Lord. Father, I need Your filling tonight, God. I need wisdom, God. I need unction, Lord, of the Holy Ghost of God. Father, I pray tonight, God, Your will would be done in this service tonight, God. I pray we'd get help for our lives, help for our homes, God. Help for our church. In Jesus' name, I ask You blessings. Amen. And amen. You can be seated tonight. Jesus had chosen His disciples. They were following Him from day to day. They saw Him cast out devils. They saw Him give sight to the blind. They seen Him make the lame to walk and the deaf to hear, and many, many miracles that they saw. And, you know, as they journeyed with Him and as they watched and they listened, they were spectators. But now they'd come to a place in their learning and in their growing as Christians. It was their turn to be a participator. It was their turn to have the storm placed upon them and to see how they would handle the storms of life. A lot like you and I as we go through this life, the Bible clearly tells us that things come our way, that we might see what kind of faith we got and that we might call upon God and ask Him to strengthen us and to help us with our faith. And God will always test your faith. Not that He don't know what our faith is, but we don't know. We don't know how we'll handle the storm till it comes to our house. Now, it's easy for me to look at your problem and your trouble and tell you how I'd do it. But it's a different story when it comes down to my house. And it hits at my house, friend. That's the situation that takes place right here. And I know that God, I believe, has laid this upon my heart because there's a lot of folks in our church that's gone through storms and trials lately. You don't have to go but no further than the prayer room to hear the prayer request and look at the prayer list and to just look at our membership here, the things that people go through. It's not uncommon, friend, but seems like there's just been a load that's been dumped on Liberty Baptist Church lately. And God, I believe, is wanting us to examine our faith. And God is wanting to make us rely on Him more and trust Him more in our walk of life. I want to preach tonight out of verse number 39. The Bible says, "And He arose." And He arose. Now I want to preach on the thought tonight, the night that the sun arose. The night that the sun arose. Not S-U-N, but S-O-N. I'm glad that in our darkest night, in our darkest times of life, friend, in our greatest trials and in our greatest troubles, the Son of God, child of God, He's ever near us in the dark times of our life. He's there, and He wants to hear you call upon Him. He wants to help through the dark times and dark troubles of our life. And let me tell you, friend, there's been people that's gone through troubles, that's gone through trials, and I've seen them, and I've seen them come through on the other side, and I've seen them rely upon God, and I've seen them give God glory and give God praise, and they come through with a stronger faith than they had when they went into it. That's what God is trying to do a lot of times in our life, is to strengthen our faith in the storms of life, friend. It may be that tonight you become a participator instead of a spectator. You may be in a storm tonight. You may be in a trial that God has placed you in to try your faith, that you could see how strong or how weak you are as a Christian. Now, I want you to notice three things tonight. First of all, the disciples. The disciples, the followers of Christ. I believe that everybody in the house right here tonight would say, well, I want to be a follower of Christ. I believe we'd say we're disciples, we're followers of Christ, we're Christians, we're following Christ. But listen, how are you going to handle it when He leads you into a storm? Notice this, the disciples, the orders that they had in verse 35, it says, the same day when the even was come, He saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. It was dark. Says it was even, but Jesus was going to be on board. Can I say to you tonight, there's nothing that we have to fear tonight? When Christ is on board, He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. Whatever comes our way in life, friend, no matter how upsetting it might be to you or to me, friend, we've always got God's Word that He said, I'll be with you even unto the end of the world. I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. They had orders. Hey, the Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. But how are you going to handle it when He gives you orders and takes you into a storm? Troubles. Let me show you something the Bible says from that verse I just said there. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Another verse here says, for the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. Preserved. But boy, isn't it quick? Isn't it quick when a storm of trouble comes to our house that we can lose our faith? How quick. The orders that they had, they were heading to the other side and it was night. It was dark. They had orders and notice their obedience. Hey, there was no debating. There was no delaying. There was no discussion between them. There was no doubting. They were totally devoted to the Lord. Hey, He was on board. They were going to trust Him. The wind wasn't blowing. There was no thunder, no lightning crashing when they got on board. Hey, we're just heading over to the other side. Hey, that's kind of like you and I, friend. This life right here is but a stepping stone into eternity. We're heading toward Canaan's land, heaven's land. One of these days, we'll land over there on that shore according to God's Word, friend. But on the way, the winds can get up. They can get up. Troubles can come our way. They had orders. They were obedient. But they had obstacles. We're going to have obstacles to come our way in life. There's things that God will place in our pathway, friend, to grow us as Christians. There's things that will come our way in life. He'll put us to the test, friend, so that we can look down the road. Somebody else may be going through the same thing. We might be able to help them. to give them a hand. Obstacles are going to come our way. Troubles and testing. No doubt it's going to come my way. It's going to come your way. Job said, man that's born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. Job was a perfect man and upright. God said of him, friend. And let me tell you something. Troubles come to a good man as well as bad men. And women. Listen to me. I want you to look what Peter has to say. Peter has a lot to say about troubles and trials. Peter, in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12, he said, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. You know, we get the perception a lot of times, and we look at somebody else going through a trial and we think it'll never come to us. Never happened to us. Peter said, don't think it strange if a fiery trial comes your way. Because he said back in chapter 1, if need be, you're in the manifold temptations or manifold trials, friend. Heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found under praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Job, through all his trials and all his sorrows, all his losses, he said, he knoweth the way that I take it, and when I come out of it, I'm going to come out of it as gold. If we could just look at our troubles and lean upon God, we can come out of our trials stronger than when we went in. May not come out just like we want it to either. You hear me? But it's going to come out just like God wants it. If we just have to trust Him through it all. They had obstacles, troubles. Troubles come our way. It's a natural thing. It's a natural occurrence in life that troubles and testing is going to come our way. Not only did they have their orders, they were obedient in the obstacles that they faced, but they had an option. You know, when they set forth out there and things was going real smooth, boy, I tell you, I bet they sang an Amazing Grace. Hallelujah to the Lamb. And boy, everything was going real, real good till the wind got up. And just took the wind out of them too, I believe. I believe they had an option out there in the midst of that sea to throw in the towel, to turn back and go back to where they started from and say, no part of this. A lot of Christians do that. Amen. We get the wrong perception of Christianity. Friend, we live in a wicked world. We live in a troubled world. And troubles come our way and trials come our way. But God wants us to be strong in our trials, friend. They had an option, friend, of going forward or going back. But they went forward. Sailing on. And Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship asleep. Well, let's go a little further. The night that the sun arose, friend, the disciples, the darkness. You know, a lot of bad stuff goes on in the dark, don't it? Anybody in here lock their doors at night? Growing up as a kid, we didn't know what a... Well, there was a little old latch on the screen. Wouldn't have been no trouble for somebody to cut the screen and get in if anybody ever locked it. I don't know if they ever even locked it. All your windows was up anyway. Boy, we live in a different day, don't we? Boy, there's a lot of critters in the dark the day that we live in. Well, they set out in darkness that night, sailing in the dark. Kind of like we are doing in this old dark world today. Trying to live the Christian life in one of the most wicked times of mankind, I believe. Amen? We live in a wicked day. And let me tell you something, friend. You better stay close to God, friend, because there's a lot of junk out in this world out there to draw you away from God. You better believe the devil's going to throw everything he can in front of you to draw you away from God, away from the house of God, away from faith in God. He's doing his job. He's doing his work. They were sailing in the dark. Can I tell you, the Christian life, friend, is kind of like this. Can you imagine? They didn't have big headlights on that boat. I believe it was stormy. It was cloudy. Waves were rocking, friend. It was dark. Kind of like the Christian life. It was a walk of faith. They knew they were headed towards the other shore, but they couldn't see what was in front of them. They couldn't see what was happening around them, other than that the storm had gotten up and was crashing into the boat. The sailing in the dark, friend, it turned into the storm in the dark. We don't know what's going to come our way tomorrow, do we? We don't know what's going to hit at our house. Sheila had a cousin over the weekend. Very successful in business. Had everything to live for. Doing something that he'd probably done 500 times. Loading a piece of equipment on a trailer. Turned over on him and killed him. We don't know. We don't know. The storm in the dark. You know, when a storm gets up in our life, just like these disciples right here, you know what they did? They didn't wake Jesus up. The Bible says that the ship was the waves was beating into the ship, that it was now full. I believe they got the buckets. I believe they was trying to bail this thing out. Jesus was back there asleep. They were doing it just exactly what we do a lot of times in our troubles and trials. We lean on the flesh instead of on God. Flesh will fail you. When God puts you in a trial, friend, He wants you to lean upon Him. He wants you to call upon Him. The flesh, the arm of the flesh will always fail in a trial. So what were they doing? They leaned upon the flesh. They were doing everything that they could do. When the flesh fell, fear set in. When fear set in, faith failed. It works the same way in our life. Amen. Amen. Faith failed the test for the disciples. Though they had walked with Jesus hand in hand, listened to His teaching, saw His miracles, and now the place of their faith. Jesus said, "Well, you ain't got any faith." What He answered them? The sailing in the dark, the storm in the dark, but the sinking in the dark. You know, when a trial comes your way or my way, one of the first things the devil will tell you is, God don't care. He's forsaken you. You're sinking. You're sinking. And what do? We listen, don't we? We listen to Him. These disciples thought sure that they were going down. They were convinced of it. The ship was now full. I wonder if there's anybody in the house that's just full, that's just about stood all you can stand. Wonder if there's anybody that's ever been in that kind of condition through a trial. Where you think that there's just nothing else that I can take, Lord. This was where they were at. The darkness, the sailing in the dark, the storm in the dark, the sinking in the dark, but the stern in the dark. Don't forget that Jesus is on board. Jesus was in the stern of the ship. And I was reading, friend, in the Bible about this right here. You know, the stern of the ship is where the pilot of the ship. That was his quarters. Jesus was piloting the ship. Jesus was the one that took them into the storm, friend. Jesus is the one that takes you and I into the storms of life. But if we'll just let Him handle it, friend, He'll take us through it. Brother Ken preached a message one time. If He brings you to it, He'll bring you through it. But if you jump ship, He can't. If you throw in the towel, He can't. If you quit and run, He can't bring you through it. You're going to have to ride out the storm. Leaning on Jesus, calling on Jesus. Till He comes, you storm of life. He was in the stern of the ship. And I remind you again, He has told you and I that He'd never leave us nor forsake us. Don't let the devil tell you that He has. Amen? He hears us when we pray. He knows the storms of life. No situation takes Him by surprise. Not only the sailing in the dark, the storm in the dark, the sinking in the dark, the stern in the dark, but the summons in the dark. They cried out, Master! Have you tried calling upon Him in your storm? Master, carest Thou not that we perish? Hey, we're dying, Lord. You going to just let us die? That's what they were saying. A lot of times we'll call upon Him, but we want to instruct Him. Huh? Don't we? We want to give Him instructions of what we want done. But they cried, Master. Master. Jesus was the one that made the wind. He's the one that made the water. He's the one that made the world, friend. He can handle it all. They cried, Master. The disciples. The darkness. But notice this, the deliverance. The deliverance. I'm talking about the night that the sun arose. He'll arise in your darkest night, friend, if you'll call upon Him. He hears when you pray. He knows our situations that we're in, friend. But listen to me. You got to awake Him. He was asleep in the hinder part of the ship. The Bible says that they awake Him. They awake Him. Hey, is there anything in your life that would hinder you from getting a prayer through? Is there anything in your life that would hinder you from being able to awake Him to your situation? We ought to stay in shape in our spiritual lives. We ought to be in shape to where we could get a prayer through just like that. Maybe a situation just like this. Friend, they thought they were going down. The waves were beating into the ship. They were now full. They needed help right then. May come a time in my life and yours, friend, when we ain't got time to call the preacher. We hadn't got time to call a brother or a sister and ask them to pray for us, friend. We need to be able to get a prayer through ourselves. Whether it be for us or be for somebody around us. We could be the vessel, friend, that awakes Him, that gets help for somebody, or help for ourselves, or help for somebody in our family. Hey, can you awake Him? If a situation arose down at your house, friend, could you be the one that could awake the Master and get His attention? And get His help. Could you? How's your prayer life? How's your devotion? Do you have that kind of relationship with the Master? They awoke Him. But notice, not only this, but they accused Him. I wonder. A lot of times it's kind of like we are. I really believe for a little bit there, they's probably angry with God. Because they said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Kind of an angry statement, I believe. Why didn't they cry out, just, Master, help us? Kind of like we are. Anybody ever get mad with God? Let me tell you something. If you're not in fellowship with God and a trial or a storm comes your way, and you try to solve it with your flesh, fear sets in and your faith fails, friend, you'll get angry with God. You try to tell Him what to do and He don't do it your way, you'll get angry with God. That's why I ought to always pray, not my will, but thy will. His thoughts, His ways are far above our ways. But listen, they awoke Him and they accused Him. But the Bible says that, and He arose. He rose up. He rebuked the wind. And He rebuked the waves there that night. And the Bible says that there was a great calm that took place there. Can I tell you that He's the peace giver? He's the one that can calm our storms and our fears. He's the one that can take our troubles away. And when we realize that He's the one that does it, it reinforces our faith, don't it? Amen. You ever been in a situation? Can you look back in your prayer life and say, I know that God did it. He done it for me. Have you ever had a need in your life and you prayed to God and you know that you prayed through and He answered your prayer and He showed favor to you and He was your help and your strength in a time of need? He wants to be. He wants us to go through things like this that we'd be more reliant upon Him, more strengthened in our faith and in our prayer life. You see, these disciples, friend, they went out in this little storm on the sea right here. Jesus wanted their faith strengthened because there was coming a day, friend, when they'd see Him beaten, when they'd see Him hanging upon a cross, when they'd see Him die on Calvary's cross, when they'd see Him taken down from there, placed in a borrowed tomb, and a great stone rolled over it and sealed there. And friend, you know, you're talking about a storm, friend. They were facing a storm then, the one that they had to walk with and talk with and put their faith in, friend. He was going to die on a cross, but thank God He got up the third day, friend. He arose from the tomb, friend. He's alive today, friend, and He's our help and our strength in the trials of our life today. Let me tell you something, friend. He can rise up in your situation. Trust Him. Trust Him. Don't try to instruct Him, but trust Him. No matter how dark the day, no matter how weary you get through your trial, just keep on trusting Him. Hey, He hears and He answers prayer. Listen. He arose. But note, I want you to notice this. They ask a question, friend. When they woke Him up, they said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? He didn't answer then. He arose. He rebuked the wind, said to the sea, Peace be still. The wind ceased. There was a great calm. But now He gives them the answer. He said, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Not little faith, but no faith. Be careful that your storm don't take you to that place. No faith. He answered. Notice then, friend, this in closing tonight. Not only did he awoke, they accused Him, and He arose and rebuked the storm. He answered and told them they had no faith. But friend, they arrived. Notice in chapter 5, the Bible says, and they came over unto the other side of the sea. Can I tell you this tonight, friend? Morning always follows the night. Sunshine will follow the rain, friend. Now, let me tell you something, friend. There may be something that we go through tomorrow, friend, but God can take your wilderness and make it blossom like a rose. Just lean on Him. Trust Him, friend. When the storm comes your way, friend, cry out to Him. Awake the Master, friend. He can calm your storm, friend. He can handle your situation, friend. He's done it before. He can do it again. Let me tell you something. When old Daniel went down in the lion's den, friend, he didn't have nobody else but God. And God sent an angel, and He shut the mouths of the lions, friend. When the three Hebrew boys was thrown in the fire, friend, hey, they didn't know if he'd show up or not, but he was in the fire. Fire with them, wasn't he? And He delivered them from the fire. And He'll do the same for you. And He'll do the same for me. He's the same God. He said, I'm the Lord and I change not. We got the same God that Daniel had. The three Hebrew boys. Hey, we got the same God. When they came to the Red Sea, hey, the waves were crashing there that day, friend. But God parted the sea. They crossed over on dry ground. We got the same God today. He can do it again in our situation, friend. Hey, let me tell you something, friend. They didn't know if they was going to make it to the other side or not. They thought they was going down. We ain't going down. We're headed to the other side. We're headed to the other side. Let me tell you something. Nobody ever died in the presence of Jesus, did they? No, and they never will. Jesus said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Listen. Hey, listen. Death's just a stepping stone for a child of God. Everybody somewhere, everybody in this house, we don't know if we'll be alive tomorrow or not. Amen? In this world. But let me tell you something, friend. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, ain't it? Amen. 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Can I tell you something tonight? When you get into trial, faint not. Fear not. Trust God. Call upon God. Awake the Master. Hey, let me tell you tonight. There's a lot of troubles that we're going to face as we journey through this life. They may be family troubles. They may be troubles with friends. Let me tell you something, friend. They may be troubles with finances. We may have troubles of our flesh. Our faith may get weak at times, friend. But listen to me. Don't throw in the towel on God. You need Him more in the trial than you've ever needed Him in your life. Thank God He's there. All we have to do is awake Him. I hope you've got that waking power in your life. Hope you've got that good relationship with Him that you could wake Him in a second's notice. Because you may need Him that quick one of these days. Let me tell you something. Family troubles is bad. But don't throw in the towel on your family. God loves them. Amen? Just keep on praying. My mother, she, a few years before she passed away, way back, a long time ago, I had a brother-in-law that was real rough. Lived a rough life. Him and my sister couldn't get along. They divorced, and they had kids in the home. And probably 20, 25 years after they had divorced, my mother was down. She couldn't do nothing but just sit in the house or maybe stay in the bed. You know, she told me one day, she said, she was telling me who she'd prayed for. One person that she had prayed for was that old brother-in-law that I had. Now, he'd been out of the family 25 years. But she was still praying for him that he'd get saved. And you know what? I got word one day that he got saved. Don't give up on God. Don't give up. I don't care if it takes 25, 30 years. Just keep on believing in God. Keep on trusting God. He's able to do all things. Amen? No matter what your trouble is tonight, trust God. Stand with me. Brother Tim, will you come with a song tonight? Sister Sherry. I want to give an invitation tonight.